الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, all mothers and sisters listening at home, when it was Eid al-Fitr, I remember commencing my talk, sympathizing and consoling our brothers and sisters in Palestine for the heavy losses that they had incurred due to the bombings, and innocent lives were taken, their homes destroyed. And of course, today we console ourselves and sympathize with our brothers and sisters in this country who have lost their properties and their businesses due to the current situation that we have just witnessed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replace them with much more than they had lost. May Allah make it be easy for every single person in this country. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala used to say, "Ma asabatni musibah." No calamity befell me, no calamity afflicted me, except that there were three bounties that I enjoyed because of that calamity. Or three favors, three blessings. And the first one he says, that ma kanat fi dini, that this musibat that came upon me, this hardship, this loss, this suffering, it did not come on my deen. My deen did not suffer. I did not lose my iman because of some loss. And this is absolutely important to all those brothers who lost their shops. And of course, those shops were damaged. There was colossal damage that took place. There's no doubt about that. But we should make shukr that this loss was not on a loss of iman. The man did not lose his iman. His deen did not suffer. And then he would say that this musibah that befell me could have been worse. A heavier musibah could have come upon me. So therefore he says that this was also a favor that I have seen. One, it didn't affect my deen. Second, it could have been worse. And thirdly, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُجَازِي بِهَا جَزَاءً كَبِيرًا. Allah Ta'ala gives great rewards when a person suffers a loss and then he exercises patience. Any loss that comes upon a person, and immediately, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى, at the very first occurrence of the calamity, when a person exercises patience, then he gets tremendous reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jaza'an kabira. The Quran, it is mentioned, innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. On the day of Qiyamah, those who were patient over the musibat and the masaib they face in this world, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will reward them with unlimited reward. Bighayri hisab. And then he mentioned the verse of the Quran, ثُمَّ تَلَى قَوْلَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give glad tidings to those who are patient. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ When those whom upon whom a musibat came down, قالوا, they said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We all belong to Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And we all are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This entire dunya, with all the good and evil, with all the happenings, with all the obstacles, the calamities, the hardships, the pain, the suffering, the happiness, everything will come to an end one day. And the entire dunya is finished, and then is the year of, is the life of the hereafter, which is perpetual. So even these hardships that we are going through, the hardship of the pandemic, the calamity that now we have seen in the last week, all this will come to an end one day. Allah grant all of us afiyat. And there is a dua I've been mentioning now for the past several years. Ask Allah for afiyat, means safety, peace, serenity from all types of difficulties. Remember, whatever calamity comes to us, and whatever good comes to us, prosperity, it is from who? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran makes it very clear. مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. There is no calamity that comes upon us except that it is with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the command of Allah. Allah commands. وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ. Whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَهْدِ قَلْبَهُ. Allah will guide his heart. Ulama, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma explained the tafsir of this verse, and he says, when a calamity comes upon any person, and Allah guides his heart to what? لِلْيَقِينِ. To conviction that that was the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was going to happen. And when a person believes and understands that this was the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the qada and qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will lighten his burden. It will lighten his calamity. He will now, in fact, he mentions, aslama, then he submits, he surrenders. It is the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this lesson of submission, surrendering before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the actual lesson of qurbani. Sacrifice. Sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam. What did they do? They submitted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, O Ibrahim, slaughter your son. He submitted. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam tells his father, slaughter me. It is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He surrenders. Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam also accepted it. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah wants from us to bow down before Him and totally submit before Him. All our whims and fancies, we put it aside. And the famous lesson that we hear, which our Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali was keep on mentioning on every Eid occasion, that when we are placing the knife on the throat of the animal, then understand we are placing the knife on the throat of our nafs, our evil desires, our passions. Shaitan is prompting us with sin all the time. Shaitan causes, instills fear in the people. إِنَّمَا ذَٰلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ. He's going to cause us to panic and become overwhelmed with fear, such that we become shaky, we lose all our morale. He'll make us feel dispirited. This is what shaitan does. الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ. He frightens you of poverty. What is going to happen now? What is going to happen to you? You're going to die. You're going to die of hunger and thirst. This is what shaitan does. But when we submit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realize, what is this takbir we are reading? La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. We are saying there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah is most great. There is no power greater than Allah. All Allah wants us to submit before Him. Submit before Him. We all take lessons from situations that we go through. I mentioned an example to some of our friends. We have a tumbler, glass of water. It's a hot day. So I want the water to become cool, so I put a block of ice, a hard block of ice. And I'm in a hurry because I want to drink that water quickly. And it's going to take some time for the ice block to melt. So what do? I shake it. And still if it's not melting, I shake it again a few times until it melts. This is what is happening to us. We are not melting before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us a few shakes. Allah has shaken us when the pandemic came. And if we still didn't take any lesson, and we still didn't change our lifestyles, then Allah has given us another shake. By no means, I'm referring to the losses our brothers incurred, ma'adallah, that because of, no, it is because of my doing. Don't point the finger at the next person, point the finger at myself, ourselves. Let us see how introspect our lives. Let us be honest to ourselves. When we go back home, I'm sure today on the Eid table is not going to be a very happy atmosphere, but may Allah make us be positive, inshallah. Let us be positive. Otherwise, everything will be so gloomy. We will talk about the pandemic, we'll talk about the losses, and that's going to be the discussion all the time. It's natural. We are human beings. But again, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That conviction that Allah does, and everything is solely in His power and control. He does as He wishes. He is Hakim and Hakim. And He does not do anything beyond His wisdom. Allah is full of wisdom. You and I might not understand the wisdom. One good thing that has come about, we have seen the non-Muslims expressing such beautiful sentiments when they saw our Muslim brothers going out with loaves of bread and milk and distributing it to every single person, regardless of what color he may be, regardless of what race he may be. In Islam, there is no racism whatsoever. We explain and we this is our teachings, that we believe in equality. And we talk about brotherhood and we show the brotherhood. And this is what the non-Muslims saw today. I did not know that Muslims were so kind. They were so generous. Imagine if we do this all the time. Imagine if every month we do this. How won't you attract the people towards Islam? And of course, whilst I'm mentioning this, those many brothers of ours who lost their businesses, mashallah, there are some who are wealthy, may Allah give them the strength to start again. But there are many who will find it very difficult to rebuild. A humble appeal is made, we're not making any collection on our own. Find those brothers, those who Allah Ta'ala has given some wealth, then find those brothers and help them, give them a starter, as we say, to start off their business again. Whatever it may be, inshallah, you will be rewarded tremendously for this. Wallahu fi auni al-abdi ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi. As long as you are helping your Muslim brother, Allah will always assist you. So it is very important we should be calm and composed and realize that all this comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to melt ourselves before Allah Rabbul Izzat. Take lessons. Allah Ta'ala talks about Qaryah, and Mufassirin say it is referring to Makkah. Daraballahu mathalan qaryatan kanat aminatan mutma'innatan ya'tiha rizquha ragadan min kulli makan. That it had all the peace and serenity it enjoyed. It afforded the people of Makkah peace and tranquility. There was no fear. Provisions would come from far and wide, from every place you can think of, all coming towards Makkah. Goods would come. They had abundant wealth. يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Freely, it would come from all, from different areas. فَكَثَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. They showed na shukri to the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were ungrateful. Of course, they disbelieved in Allah. They rejected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the lesson is never to show ungratefulness, ingratitude. You would find our elders, our old people, when they would eat, they would make sure every morsel is consumed and even the bread crumbs are consumed. And today, what is our condition? Ponder and reflect. How many times in our wedding functions we have become so lavish, so lavish, so lavish. We have the walls we even drape in the hall. Such type of cutlery we have and arrangements have been made. And with the music and all haram things. And when there is no frown on our faces, we don't care about the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Literally, we take food that has been not eaten, we throw it into the rubbish bin. And today we got to stand in the queue for one loaf of bread. Even the rich had to stand for his loaf of bread and for his milk. There's a lesson for us. We have to make a firm promise to ourselves. Otherwise this is just lip service and we had a talk on Eid Day and it is all forgotten. فَكَفَرَتْ بِعَنْوَمِ اللَّهِ. The moment they were in ungrateful to Allah, فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala then made them taste hunger and poverty. In fact, the word has been mentioned, لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ. لِبَاس means a garment. In other words, they were then draped with a garment of hunger and fear. These two things happened. They were very fearful and they were hungry. They experienced drought and famine. My respected brothers and elders, lessons. There are so many lessons we have to learn. So let us not waste our food. Let us melt ourselves. In other words, submit ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Place that knife on the throat of our nafs and say, La, no, to all those wrongs we have been doing. Make that sincere tawbah. There is no other way out. But rujoo ilallah, turning to Allah sincerely. And when we are alone, nida'an khafiya. When we are alone, make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Softly, silently. Promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not going back to that lifestyle. Ya Allah, you help us, guide us. Ya Allah, we want to be better people. Imagine if we display the akhlaq, the true akhlaq of Rasulullah SAW. In all our activities, in our dealings, in our business dealings, in the manner in which we treat our staff and our friends and our family members, our parents, our children, our neighbors, if we drape ourselves with the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I swear by Allah, the entire world will change. The entire world will change. And very important, we have to now practically demonstrate and pass on the message of deen, give da'wah to the people. We shirk in our duties. We have become very complacent. I don't wish to go and to delve into the wrongs that we are doing, but they are lessons. And if we are not going to take a lesson now, then respected brothers and elders, we will cry tears of blood. It is time that now we sat back with our family members, with our children, make them understand what is deen, the importance of sharia, the importance of sunnah, the importance of unity. It's not the whole day with the social media which has corrupted our lives. It has made us so panic-stricken. It has taken us in a different direction. Our entire mindset has changed. We have actually forgotten the greatness of Allah. As though ma'adallah, Allah does not exist. The sunnah does not exist. There are lessons from Quran and Hadith, lessons from Seerah. So Allah has given us a wake-up call. Allah is shaking us up. Why? Allah wants us to connect ourselves to Allah and connect the entire mankind to Allah. Entire mankind. Every single person must be saved from the fire of Jahannam. This must be our genuine worry and concern, like how we see a loss in our business and it affects us. Like that, we must feel that pain when a person leaves this world without iman. May Allah grant all of us hidayat. May Allah guide us. May Allah make our hifazat. Take those important lessons, sit with our children, explain to them the importance of following this sharia. We have lost many, many, many great ulama in the recent past. Many of you might not know them from India, Pakistan, from the Arab world, locally also. And not long ago, Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Desai Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, may Allah make his maghfirat. What a great loss for the people of Durban especially, and of course, even globally. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah la yaqbidul ilma intiza'an. Allah will not snatch away ilm, just pull it away and extract it from the people. Walakin yaqbidul ilma biqabdil ulama. Allah will take away the ulama one by one. One by one you will see. This Maulana passed away, that alim passed away, he passed away, he passed away, one after the other. Hatta idha lam yubqi aliman. Until when Allah won't leave any learned person. اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا. People will take ignorant people as the leaders. فضلوا وأضلوا. They will be astray and they will lead the people astray. My brothers and elders, we are, Allah knows best, Allah knows best, Allah alone knows when Qiyamah will take place, but there are too many signs now for all of us to prepare for Qiyamah, to prepare for the life after death, to prepare for maut. It is very important that we still show brotherhood and don't look at people with different type of eyes that he is our enemy and he is like that and he is like that. No, this is not Sharia. We have to become calm and of course try our level best to give dawah to every single person, invite him to Islam by means of our tongue, by means of our actions, our dealings, our akhlaq. Inshallah we'll find we'll be aman and aman, and Allah will use us, Allah will use us for the hidayat of entire mankind. May Allah Ta'ala grant all of us a joyous Eid, a happy Eid. May Allah, again I make dua, may Allah remove the difficulties the Ummah is suffering throughout the world, especially in our country. May Allah replace the damages that have been incurred, and especially our brothers who are now, you know, actually so many of them now, they've got absolutely nothing, nothing in their lives. Go find out. And ourselves, besides just giving an organization, it is our duty to look and search for these people. And in a nice way, help the person. Don't remind him of your favors. Don't make him feel bad about it. Don't make him feel embarrassed about it. Do it with a generous heart, an open heart. And again, we show ukhuwah and turn to Allah. Make that firm promise that now Allah, I'm making tawbatan nasuha. We had enough. Ya Allah, you grant us hidayat and make us reach you with ease. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Let us make ourselves. We know the tarteeb of Eid Salah. Eid Salah is wajib with 6 extra takbirs. So the Imam will say Allahu Akbar. And as we stand in namaz, takbir, Allahu Akbar, we fold our hands. Of course the Imam reads Salah, softly, silently reads Salah. Then Allahu Akbar once, Allahu Akbar twice. The third Allahu Akbar, then he folds his hand. And he will recite the qiraat, complete the rakat. Second rakat, he will read normal the qiraat. And before going to ruku, Allahu Akbar once, Allahu Akbar second time, Allahu Akbar third time, then the fourth time, Allahu Akbar to go into ruku. So all the stuff's made in the back, this place outside as well and downstairs. Please fill in all the gaps inside the masjid. Brothers, after the Eid Salah, let's not waste time. You know, people like to meet, but don't obstruct any person who wishes to leave. And we know the condition that now we are all going through, so let us go home as quick as possible and don't become any hindrance to any person who wishes to leave.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive us for all our gunas and sins, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh my beloved Allah, on this Mubarak and blessed day of Eid, my Allah. It is supposed to be a day of joy and festivity, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, but there are many of us who have lost near and dear ones, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. There are many people who have lost their businesses, their property and their wealth, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, on this day of Eid, my Allah, when you are the host and we are the guests, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you take it upon yourself to provide ni'am al-badal, my Allah. Grant each and every person who has suffered any loss, my Allah, grant him a replacement far better than what he has lost, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, keep us all in afiyat, sihat, with izzat, salamat, oh my Allah. Protect our iman, the iman of our children, our grandchildren, and our progenies, till the day of Qiyamah. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adhaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Antal musta'an wa alayka al-balaq wa la حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله الذي جعل لكل أمة منسكا ليذكروا اسم الله على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام وعلم التوحيد وأمر بالإسلام. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا إلى دار السلام. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين قاموا بإقامة الأحكام وبذلوا أنفسهم وأموالهم في سبيل الله فيا لهم من كرام. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون اعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد وقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن لكل قوم عيدا وهذا عيدنا. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ما عمل ابن آدم من عمل يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم وإنها لتأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأشعارها وأظلافها وإن الدم ليقع من الله بمكان قبل أن يقع من الأرض فطيبوا بها نفسا. الله أكبر الله أكبر.
لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من وجد سعة فلم يضحي فلا يقربن مصلانا. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم، كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر 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 الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي ساعة، من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد.